I have something to tell you.
Exciting.
I had an idea years ago when I was probably in middle school, and I was writing like stories and scripts. And one of them was like a horror film. It was like a teen slasher film I was writing.
Mm.
And I just remember this came to me the other day, and I realize now how stupid and ridiculous it is. Someone was trying to run away from the killer in this part of the script. So they're running through the house and they're going to go out the back, right? And go escape that way. And they get to the back porch where there's the stairs. And someone, and I don't remember who or what their relationship would have been. They're clearly as a plot device, yelled out, and I quote, "Wait, that guy just shellacked the deck." And then the whole idea was that they would slip on the deck and fall down the stairs.
Did the fall kill them?
No, just maimed them.
Long enough for the killer to catch up?
Get closer. Yeah.
So someone off screen. Yes. So it's not a random slip and fall, audience. No, this was, don't worry. It was earned.
Yes.
Yeah, you earned it with the script.
Yeah, so foreshadowing by directly calling it out.
Oh, wow. No, that sounds like that's pretty smart to me.
You think? You think I should go back and...
shellacked the deck.
Yes, this little middle school Francis is like...
shellacked!
Yeah.
Did you finish the story?
No, I had all the major stuff in my, like... Here's another one. Here's another major plot point. And I stole some of this from other movies I liked, by the way. I realize that now. I was in an... They're in an RV, right? And they're trying to, like... There's no brakes... Okay, and they can't, and they're on like this big sidewalk. I don't know why. And you know those Ocotillo plants that are like super thorny? Yeah. Mm. Well, for my plot, there's a whole row of them up above, and they go to climb out of the sunroof, and boom, their face gets hit by the Ocotillo. Tears their face all up.
Dang.
Yeah.
Sounds like the environment's trying to kill these people, not...
Wait, God, just shellack that Ocotillo.
Yeah. Sounds a little like Final Destination-y. Like every time they get away, someone else.
It's funny you say that because the next murder was on a train track, just like in Final Destination.
Yeah.
These are movies that I watched.
I think that's valid.
Thanks.
Everybody steals.
Yeah.
Name one truly new original idea. You can't, because that would be new and original.
Feet for hands.
No, that's been done before.
It has?
Somewhere, yeah.
Spain, 18th century.
Oh, you're right. It's hard to be original these days.
Yeah. The trick is just putting it together, putting your own spin on it. I don't think anyone's ever said shellacked in a horror script before.
You think?
So that's a new twist.
Ah.
I don't think anyone's... Yeah.
I'm going to finish this thing.
Yeah, do it.
Thank you.
And then suddenly your shellacking will pop up all over the place and we'll know that you started it.
We're bringing it back.
Mwah! Thank you, baby.
I thought that was me. Like just now. I'm like, I don't remember saying that right now.
No, Francis, we have these things pre-recorded.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Sugar Crush. Mm.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Podcast where... you get shellacked, baby. I'm gonna shellack you.
Yeah.
Is that just like putting like a veneer on something?
I have no idea.
I would have assumed.
I just know
12-year-old Francis would have known that.
It's something you could do to a deck. That's all I know.
Okay. I think it is like putting a veneer on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a resin. From
a resin in the sun.
From trees.
Someone said rosin before. Is rosin a thing? Is that different?
It's a weed thing.
Ah, that's not the same as resin?
No.
Resin and rosin are different things?
Different
things. I thought it was just an idiot way to say resin. Like someone...
Well, I know who you're thinking of that said that word. And to be fair, he is an idiot. But.
Okay.
Get him, Joe.
Yeah, listeners, it's one of you.
Yeah. Do your little idiot senses start tinkling?
If you think it's you, tell us on social media at Very Fine Friends.
Or if you think it's someone else, tag them.
Yes. Tag who you think. That's a better way to do it. Yeah. Tag who you think it is.
We really bring people together on this pod.
Yeah. We're connecting communities. Our listener in Portugal is going to be wondering who it is. I bet I can guess.
Listener in Portugal, it's you.
Hey, can we stay at your house?
Yeah. By the way, we'd love to stop by and say hi.
No, I mean it. I've always wanted to go to Portugal.
Me too.
Let us know. Yeah.
I would totally go to Portugal.
We won't even be there most of the time.
No, we'll hang out with you as much as you want.
Unless you're ugly.
Yeah. Or as little as we want.
Yeah.
Or yes.
Yeah. The greater of the two.
Probably.
We'll hang out with you as much as we want.
That's probably closer to what it is.
Yeah.
The amount that we want to. But maybe we'll even record a pod and then you can be like, that would be a really special episode from Portugal.
Jenna, that's a sweet deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hit us up. We know you're out there. I can see the downloads. Someone's listening in Portugal.
Yeah.
Or using a VPN.
And then
we're using a VPN.
Yeah, true.
But also,
well, I hope it's not that.
We have a few different weird countries, actually. Ethiopia might have popped up once.
We will not be coming there.
What about the coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Sorry,
I'm afraid you're being a dumb bitch.
I've been outvoted. Sorry, Ethiopia.
Well, no, maybe. Maybe in the winter.
Is it
ever winter in Ethiopia?
Have you guys invented winter down there yet? Fucking idiots.
It's not her fault. They don't teach us. They don't teach us anything here.
That's not what I meant.
Or in Ethiopia.
I know the seasons all exist. Everywhere.
That's not true. Some places don't have seasons.
I'm saying, like, do they get seasonally cool? Like in a winter time.
Well, also it depends what hemisphere they're in.
Well, there's some countries in Africa that are like actually very green, which I think when I was growing up, I never would have known because there's this like stereotype that it's just like all desert.
Yeah.
But like there are places that are, isn't Eritrea like very green?
Sure. Let's go with yes.
Okay.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is reptilian. Jenna's decoy word is chameleon. Francis's secret word is orgasm. Francis's decoy word is baubles. Back to the pod.
Anyone want to pay upwards of $2,000 for one ticket to Ethiopia? And the flight is 21 hours.
No.
Well, Francis will invent something to get us there faster, yeah. I'm sure. One of his transportation.
You know, Da Vinci's bicycle with wings. I don't know why no one's ever revisited that. That's cool.
Yeah. So, listener in Ethiopia, just keep an eye out for a big ball dropping into your backyard one of these days.
Yeah. That's not a bomb reference, by the way.
No. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Ethiopia.
No, we're not going to bomb you.
You might not have winter, but we're not going to bomb you.
Great.
Does Ethiopia have winter? Sounds like a bad like 80s song. Like, do they know it's Christmas? Like,
yeah. Like, which does Ethiopia have winter? Like, I'm singing it to the tune of "Have you ever seen the rain?"
Yeah.
I want to know.
Does Ethiopia have winter?
You just spawned a parallel universe where that is the song.
Good. I like that better. Yeah. Why wasn't that the song to begin with?
Yeah.
We were born in the wrong reality. That's all.
Yeah. CCR. I think so.
CCR, if you're listening, and we know you are.
You are.
We know you, sure. CCR.
Finley. Also, go for it.
I was just going to sing Feliz Navidad, but Navidad was going to be Ethiopia.
Wait, sing it. Sing it.
Feliz Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Feliz Ethiopia. Yeah.
gonna wish you a happy Ethiopia.
Happy winter.
Also, listeners, if you're using a VPN to download our thing, stop doing that. You're making us feel like we're international stars.
Yeah, or do it more.
Yeah, or pick a really random country to VPN through.
Like, how random can we get? Like, Belarus?
I was literally thinking Belarus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And also Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago is my go-to.
Kokomo a country or a city in a country?
I don't even know if it's
Panama, isn't it?
It's not. It's definitely not a country. I always thought that was made up for the song.
No, it's real.
Go down to Kokomo. That's a real city?
It's got to be.
Feliz Kokomo.
Is it spelled with a...
Hold on. Our secret producers are looking it up.
Is it not a real place?
Okay. No. Really?
Our secret producers are giving us really unhelpful
head gestures. But I had a dog named Kokomo.
That doesn't mean it's... Wow, that dog is now invalid. You can only name dogs real places.
No, stop.
There's a city in Indiana.
That's not Kokomo. It.
I told obviously you. Not.
Yeah.
I told you. I thought it was a made up place.
Or it's just a real magical city in Indiana.
Go down to Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna.
There's a Kokomo Beach Club at Lake Havasu City.
I'm going to lead the jury. Where is Kokomo?
Where is the real place of Kokomo?
Of Beach Boys fame.
Oh, is that a Beach Boys song? What does it say?
It says Kokomo does not exist.
Why would they do this? You're not allowed to sing about places that aren't real, Beach Boys.
It says... Wait, it's from 1988? I thought that was old. What's happening today? I thought this was like a 60s song.
Well, I remember hearing it as a kid, and I remember thinking it was an old song.
Because it's the Beach Boys.
But when I heard it as a kid, it must have been a new song.
While the lyrics place the island off the Florida Keys, the song was actually an upbeat collage of God, real Caribbean destinations.
Ooh, John Stamos played the drums in the music video for that song.
I'm so sorry. Can we continue? Is your world too shattered?
I feel bad for my dog.
Yeah. Your dog was like, you idiots.
Please, do Aruba.
Jamaica. Call me Ooh, I Wanna Take You.
You know what?
You called your other dog Summer. At least Ethiopians have that.
I'm going to buy an island and name it Kokomo so it can get the respect it deserves.
Okay. It is crazy that since then, no one has named anything Kokomo.
What are you going to do on that island?
What are we going to do on that island?
Well, I wish that I could invent a time machine and take you back to a time when you didn't know that, but I can't, so maybe you can, because it's time for the invention of the week. Inventions. Listeners at home, Francis looks shattered. He looks like he can't go on.
This is a tough week. The T-dubs, that's what I call it. Okay, just got to pivot and I got to be strong.
You're being so brave. I want you to know that.
Thank you. Bless you, child.
Somewhere the ghost of Kokomo was looking down on you.
The ghost of Kokomo. We got to do something with that, right? Okay. You know how people are slave to their moods?
I do know that. Like right now, for example.
You know how it would be great if we could immediately emotionally pivot when something was not ideal?
I do know that.
Well, you might want to put your seatbelt on, Jenna, because the inertia from this invention is about to blow your socks off and expose your feet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Wait, isn't inertia a lack of...
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't find out that I don't know what inertia is today.
It's not today.
It's when energy continues, but you have to stop.
Okay, so there is stopping involved.
Which would blow your socks off if your socks wanted to go.
So I'm stopped, but...
Your socks aren't.
My socks aren't.
Francis, what's your invention?
My invention is patience. You're going to love this. All right, here we go.
I hate it.
Here's what is going on. And keep in mind, before you start going all crazy on this thing, remember that we have an R&D department that has scientists. Okay? Which means any scientific questions you have, yes, I can answer today, but I do need a leap of faith from you that whatever gaps there are will be closed by the time this thing comes to market.
Right. I know the boys down in R&D. They're solid. I trust them.
Yeah. Great. Well, here it is. It is a chip in the brain. Okay? And again, shut up. Not for you guys, but other people will love this. It's a chip in the brain that comes with a remote control. You have.
Okay.
And there's like a couple of tiny, they're very, very tiny chips. And
good, not a huge plate.
Not like the villain in Mr. Nanny. Do you remember that?
No, I never saw that.
You never saw that? It's called Mr. Nanny, wasn't it? With Hulk Hogan? Was that the name?
Real.
Yeah, and the villain has like a giant plate in his head.
Look at this fucking picture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not like that. It's very we're talking about nanotechnology now. You know what I mean?
Mr. Nanotechnology.
Yeah, that could be something. Anyway, so it's minuscule. But anyway, they're placed in the brain near centers of certain, like, aggression, you know, happiness, sadness.
Yeah.
And when we need a little boost, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you recognize, oh, I'm pissed. Oh, I'm so pissed right now. You could just take your remote and be like, and hit the happiness center. A little boost, you know? Boop, boop. It's like a little tap on the brain.
I think I've heard of this invention before. It's called drugs.
Well, you can't buy drugs with an FSA. Anyway, so this will help you. Oh, and by the way, I know you're probably wondering, like, oh, what if someone gets a hold of your remote? Well, they can't do any real damage because it's not like you're going to be like, boost my anger. That's not an option.
Or it's it's a thumbprint.
Yeah.
Unlock.
Yeah. Maybe Face ID enabling.
Yeah, we've already given technology too much. Why not just a little bit more?
Yeah, why not give it our brain?
Probably in 10 years, people are going to have, like, you know, like, there's, like, technology now where they actually have stuff like that. Not quite like what I'm saying, but...
What percentage of people do you think are actually going to use this as a regulating device, like, to combat bad emotions? How many of people are going to use it recreationally?
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be a 90%.
It's going to be people using it like a drug.
Yeah. And then like maybe a couple CEOs.
It's like a pressure point in your brain.
But then you'd still get addicted to it. Like,
get addicted. That's our slogan.
We've done something similar to this before.
We have.
Yes, it wasn't related to like male aggression.
Men and male aggression and making them
like safer around women.
How did I do it?
It's something in their brains.
It was an invention for women. I didn't.
It was. It was. It was for women to put into men to make them less aggressive. So like whatever like things, testosterone, what have you, makes them aggressive. It like dampens that down. So that they're not aggressive anymore.
Huh. I think there was also an element where it was like there was an app and you could track like high levels of testosterone congregating in a single area and be like, I don't want to go there.
Good news. I still like that. Okay. Yeah, but this is great because it's mostly for you. Self-control. You bought.
You drugs. This is drugs.
Your own drug. Be your own lab. Be your own drug maker.
Pharmacy.
The audience.
Pharma me.
I just looked at Joe and then Jenna and Joe. Like, happily.
Unrelated, but remind me, I forgot to show you something, a picture that I took yesterday. Remind me after the pod.
Okay.
Listeners, you don't get to see.
Ooh.
This is, you invented drugs that are permanently in your head.
Yeah, but you don't have to take them.
But
drugs on demand.
You make your own drugs with your brain. You're just telling your brain, hey, I need more of that thing we like.
Make your own kind of drugs.
But that's kind of what drugs are doing. You take a drug and it activates something in your brain that like creates.
Maybe now you don't need that. Now you don't need the drug.
It would also be more responsible too, because like people just take like don't necessarily think about like, okay, well, this is an upper, or like this is a downer, this will make me feel this thing.
Yeah.
They just take them. So this is more concentrated.
And for an upgraded model, we could even have a part in your brain where you could be like, disassociate a little more. Good.
Yeah, people would be on that all of the time.
Well, I would be on it when I didn't have responsibilities. It's like, okay, I'm off work for the day. Time to disassociate. Bye, world.
Again, that's drugs. That's alcohol.
Yeah.
This is healthier.
It is healthier, but you've...
Healthy pledge.
Yeah. Ooh, the name needs to be something with Vice.
Miami Vice.
Advice with, but it's two D's.
Ooh.
Advice.
Yeah. Get addicted. Or I like Goodbye World.
Nice. Goodbye Cruel World. Can we throw that in there?
There's a difference between being Vice and being kind.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. This will give us Kokomo money.
I mean, yes, because drugs are a very profitable industry.
Yeah. Yeah, and now you don't have to worry if they're real, if they're tainted, if you're going to get caught, nabbed by the Poe.
I mean, this is what you've done. You've created the everlasting gobstopper of drugs.
Yeah.
It's the candy for poor people. They'll never have to re-up. They don't have to worry about that.
Wow. Good for me.
Yeah. And the boys in R&D, we haven't forgotten about you.
No.
Because you're
Steve, figuring, Jerry, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Bartholomew, you're number one.
Mattathias.
Well, 100% this would sell. Worry that humanity will quickly dissolve into just people sitting there just pressing this button until they die.
No. It's like when you're in the hospital and you're pushing the morphine button. At some point, it's not giving you any more morphine. It just makes you feel like, okay, I'm pushing the button. Like, you know what I mean?
Opening the market for black market chips.
What I'm trying to say is, let's say you're pushing the button to be happy. I want to look, where's my serotonin? Make some. Once you get to a certain level of like, you're not going to push it anymore because it's like, I'm happy. I don't need to be happier. You know?
Everyone will push it more.
And then if you go too far, you're like, oh God, what do I do? What do I do? Push the disassociate button.
Maybe you need a little deregulation. Maybe you have a built-in thing where it's like, if you push it too many times, you actually start to feel shitty. So you like back off.
Mm.
Or like it could be like a K-therapy type situation where people go to do this in like controlled environments and like a nurse practitioner is like guiding them through the experience or something.
I really like the idea of being in control of it myself.
Obviously it would sell better that way. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to actually make it practical, eliminate the problems that Jenna is talking about, it could be like a controlled environment type thing.
Okay, let me meet you in the middle. Let's say...
Nurse practitioner comes to your house.
No, I was going to say, you get set up, you get it implanted, and it's through your doctor, and so it gets programmed, like the what it's capable of doing, or how much and how often, so you can't abuse it. You're only getting what you need out of it.
So you need like a prescription for... capabilities.
It's kind of like a sleep apnea machine. When you get a prescription for a sleep apnea machine, they program the machine before you get it because everyone needs a different level.
They don't want you breathing too much.
Yeah, too much of that sweet, sweet air. Yeah. Really wake up to what's going on. Just enough to keep you alive, not enough to keep you happy. I know what's happening. Anyway, so like they put it within parameters of like the pressure. So that could be like the same thing with like, you get a baseline. Cause like if you're depressed, you have to take, like a questionnaire, and they like kind of find out where you are on like the scheme of things. And so some people, It's like, okay, they might need a little more therapy than someone else. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it could be like more customized based on who you are. Or you could just go down to Mexico and get the free-for-all version.
Yeah.
I think, guys, don't lie on your questionnaire, okay?
I think if it's like you, yeah, you'd need some kind of, I don't know, I still think you need some kind of regulating thing in there. Like, if you press it more than 5 times in an hour, the 6th time you press it, like a different part of the angry part of your brain gets activated.
To like calm you down?
To calm you down. But then you can't press it again after that because it'll just keep making you angrier.
Yeah. Or
then we might end up with a lot of people that are very angry.
What if it just times out? So it's like you can hit the button only so many times within a certain period of time.
Or maybe it's like hitting a crosswalk button. Like you can hit it 30 times if you want. It's not going to make
it. It's only going to dose you. Or you could even set up like an auto timer sort of thing. It's like, oh, I want this thing to pulse every hour. Yeah. And then it just does it automatically. Or because it's a chip, it can read your, like what's going on in your body. So it's like, oh, we got cortisol spiking. Well, maybe not though, because you might be exercising.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I wouldn't want to trust the chip to be in charge of that.
Also, this is something we discussed with your calming men down invention.
Yeah. That's why I thought of the cortisol thing immediately. I'm like, oh, I already got spanked for that one.
Was that there are sometimes things in your body you need to have happen from an evolutionary standpoint.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Like, what if you're being threatened, like, in an alleyway, like, someone's holding a knife at you, and then your fight or flight, like, doesn't kick in because it's like, your body's like, well, you're stressed, so I'm going to make you happy.
Yeah.
And you're like, stab me.
Yeah.
That might work. They're like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we talked. Yeah.
We've talked, like, about,
we
this
talked about this.
Yeah. How if you're like, yes, please stab. And they're like, oh, no, I didn't want an easy stab. I want a hard stab.
I want it so bad though. Stab me.
Yeah. Okay. No. I forgot that sometimes the things need to happen in the body. So maybe that's not a good idea because there's probably a lot of situations where that would be the case.
It also probably really screw with women's menstrual cycles, I would imagine.
What's screw with everyone? What about sex?
You're like, I want to be angry while I'm having sex.
You're like, okay, I orgasm and now I'm mad because the thing auto went off.
You get post nut anger.
No. Oh my god.
Yeah. I 100% this would sell because drugs sell, and this is a drug.
Drugs sell. New slogan.
Get addicted.
Drugs sell.
Drug sell is the slogan on the back end.
Be your own drug dealer. Yes.
That, I mean, great slogan. Yeah. I think this would probably
deal with it.
Deal like dealer.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
The New Deal.
Yeah. Screw you, FDR.
wait, hold on. Let me turn out the anger. All right.
Do you think FDR ever said, make it the wheel deal? The new deal. Let's make it the
probably
wheel deal.
Probably in tight inner circles where they were like, ha ha ha, good one.
Good one. Good wheelchair joke.
But FDR. He probably had to explain it to at least one person. And then he was probably annoyed.
It's not.
What?
Dan cut that part out. I was starting to say something and then decided against it.
Oh, great.
Cool.
I'll write down the timestamp for you.
He's writing down the timestamp.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, yes, this is going to make you a lot of money. This is going to make you Kokomo Island money.
Da, 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 da.
All for you, Kokomo.
That's the sound that beeps when it turns on, like when you have the device and you hit power, it goes, bah, 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 bah. And it's not enough that we have to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a proprietary Kokomo.
I just changed one note. Bup, 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 bup,
bup. Yep. We did it. We did it. Don't sue us, Beach Boys.
Yeah, they won't. They survived the Manson family. They're cool.
Which makes them pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did they survive the Manson family?
One of them did.
Yeah. That's pretty. That's why Sharon Tate's an uncool bitch.
Oh my God, no.
No, she was cool. You're cool, Sharon.
Yeah, she was cool.
Say hi to Kokomo in heaven for us.
It's real, the dog. Real in heaven. Kokomo's real. In heaven where Kokomo's real.
Yep. Okay, well, advice, goodbye world, deal with it. This is going to make you a lot of money. I'm concerned for the future of humanity.
Why? Everyone's going to be cool. Calm, happy, relaxed.
They're all, it's going to be everyone sitting there like fentanyl nodding.
You call it plug. It's like you plug it in. And like yeah, yeah. Plug is like a term. Like, oh, I have like a plug for.
Yeah, yeah. Write it down. Plug.
Okay. It's going on.
Go plug list. Yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any further thoughts, comments? That wraps up the invention of the week. So,
yeah,
it's time for our next segment, Blackmail on the Fly.
Blackmail on the fly. Let's learn some secrets, steal some money from this guy.
Okay. Can you tell me more about that?
In this segment, we try to blackmail each other, but we don't really have a plan.
Okay. That's, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Fly by the seat of your pants, blackmail.
Fly. Oh my God, that needs to be something for a nursery. Fly by the seat of your plants. That's good.
There was this nursery on, or like flower shop or something on Sunset Boulevard in LA, in like the Los Feliz area. And I used to drive by there a lot, and it would, they had these marquees, and they would always try and make like funny puns, like plant puns. And, one time the marquee just said, take off your plants. It's still funny. It's like, that's not a pun. It really, it's not like take off your pants is a phrase that gets said all the time.
Disagree.
Yeah. Maybe not in your world.
Yeah. Usually at gunpoint.
To myself.
At watering can point.
Yeah.
At
but
sheer
I,
point.
I really want to take off my pants. No, I didn't want you to want it. You know, from the stabbing thing.
No, I love before. It. Yeah. I would listen to this as like its own radio hour.
Well, Jenna, little did you know that when you would drive by that nursery, there was a speeding camera thing there that I set up. And I know that you would speed by that nursery every time. And I'm going to report you to the government of Los Feliz unless you give me $1 million.
Ooh, you're being blackmailed.
Really funny thing, Joe. The joke's on you. My car actually has special paint on it that it makes it look like it's speeding and it's not. It's meant to trick cameras because I like getting those tickets because I like going to court to contest the tickets. So nice try trying to blackmail me. Looks like that didn't work.
Yeah, Joe. And while you were planting that camera, I was at your house going through your sundries and baubles. And I found, unfortunately, some souvenirs from crimes that lead me to believe you're an uncatched killer. And I'm going to turn you in unless you liquefy your 401k and give it to me.
All of these are the correct terms for these things. Joe, what do you have to say about that?
Well, as a matter of fact, while you were looking through My sundries and baubles. I was looking through your knickknacks and tchotchkes.
No.
And I discovered that you are delinquent on your taxes. So, mutually assured destruction, baby.
Oh, I hate to burst your bubble. But what you don't know is that due to my noble birth, I have diplomatic status in the United States, which I don't know if you know this, means that you can commit any crime except murder, although it might include murder. Because I know someone, I don't know someone. I read a story about a lady who had diplomatic immunity and she ran over someone's kid and got away with it. So guess what? I don't have to pay those. Nice try, though.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing that you won't be getting away with, Francis. Huh? I was at your house once when you weren't there. It seems like we've all done this to each other.
Wait, what were you looking through, though?
Yeah.
I was looking through your bed sheets and your bedroom. And
bed sheets and
ding dongs and thingamawats. And I found that you don't have a bed. You have a terrarium because you are a chameleon in real life. You are part, that's right. You're part reptilian and you are hiding it from the rest of the world. You are a lizard person. And I'm going to tell everybody that you're a lizard person unless you sodify your Roth 401k in my name.
Well, nice try. Howsoever, you need to know something. I knew you were going to do this to me. So over the past decade, I have been working in the highest branches of government to slowly breadcrumb and release information about extraterrestrials and reptilians so that now it's common conversation across the country, which means if you do reveal my hidden secret, no one's going to give two shits in a handbasket because everyone is already like, yeah, okay, whatever. Can't afford something else. Why do I care about a lizard person? That's called desensification. And I did that.
You bastard.
Yeah, yeah. While you were going through my sheets and whatchamacallits, guess where I was?
Where?
Your high school. And I was going through your permanent record.
No, 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 that was sealed.
I unsealed it. I brought a letter opener. And I found what you didn't want anyone else to know. You got straight A's in high school. Even though you had a personality of the cool kid, you were actually a complete Poindexter. So I'm going to go tell all the cool people that you were friends with, because they never would have been your friend had they known.
Okay, well, I got a little joke for you. I actually paid someone to take all my tests for me, which is the ultimate cool kid move. So those straight A's are fake straight A's, and you fell into my trap.
Or did he? Because I was the person that you paid to take those tests for you. I was wearing Groucho glasses each time, which is why you didn't recognize me. And I'm going to report you to the Board of Higher Education and Test Taking, and they will unseal your record with a letter opener.
The B-het?
Yes. The B-H-E-T-T.
Well, the joke's on you, Joe. Because as part of my long plan to pay someone to get straight A's and then not get in trouble for it, I have set up 7 different secret identities, and each one of those secret identities has been elected to the board of B-Het. And so I'm all 7 board members. And you know what I say? I think I'm fine. I think I'm going to be just fine. Nice try.
Jenna?
Yes, Francis?
I'm sorry to throw ointment in your soup.
That's where ointment goes.
But you know how you had a plan that involved 7 identity? Didn't finish it. That you had 7 personas?
Yes.
That are all E-worded to the B-word? Guess what? Elected to the board. Yeah, I don't know what's safe anymore. One of those was me.
You were one of my fake personas?
Yeah. And I spread a rumor about you that you had flatulence in inappropriate times. At wine tastings? Can you imagine?
Well,
because you need your nose and you're throwing off the palate.
Joke's on you, Francis.
No.
Because that personality that you think you took over, you didn't know I'm actually you. So when you were spreading those rumors, you were spreading them about yourself. And I'm going to tell everyone that I'm actually you. Unless you give me all of your Kohl's cash.
I found your Nazi memorabilia. And if you don't donate to my museum, I'm going to tell everyone.
You want the memorabilia donated to the museum?
It's okay when it's in a museum.
Well, I'll do that as soon as you donate to me for all your 9/11 didn't happen.
No.
Memorabilia. That's right. You think the Twin Towers are still there. I saw the drawings.
Did you watch the documentary? Because they lay it out so cleanly. Oh, I'm supposed to deny it. Oh, you found my drawings?
Yeah.
Well, the joke's on you because I've been going to night school to learn how to do art, conspiracy art. And I got a scholarship for it. So if you out me, you're just going to make me a more famous artist. So suck it.
Maybe we should turn the tables on Joe. Together.
I'm clean as a whistle, baby. No ointment in this soup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to find anything to blackmail me with.
Joe, we know the truth.
Yeah. We were both at your apartment the other day.
Yeah. And it became abundantly obvious that you're wearing a reverse fat suit.
Yep. Yep, you're presenting to the world like you're thin. But
we know the truth.
We know the truth.
The night that thing comes off and half your apartment gets blown to smithereens. Furniture, art, gone.
All your watsadoodles and
a thingamabobs
and hing hong hoogles
and your juby bats
all go everywhere. You get stuck in your rolls. We're gonna let the world know.
Yeah.
How could you do this to me? Fuck you. Fuck you both.
All right. Well, good for us. We teamed up on Joe in the end.
Yeah. We shouldn't have shamed him, though. It's okay to be fat in your own apartment.
Yeah. It is.
Outside of that, fuck off.
Get back in your apartment.
That's what apartments are for. Well, I think we're all in trouble. So.
Yeah.
We're all screwed.
Yeah. You most of all.
Yeah.
And the Board of Higher Education and Test Taking, if you're listening, we know you are.
We know you are because it's all me, so.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well.
Hey, blackmail's fun.
Yeah, it was. That was fun.
Yeah.
It adds a little spice to life. See, we don't need a brain chip.
No, we just need to blackmail our friends. Just,
yeah, blackmail our friends. Listeners, do that if you want to be happy.
Yeah.
Just do it a bunch of times. That'll be your dopamine
hit. With as many
hit.
People as possible.
Yeah.
The darker the secret, the
better.
Happier you'll be.
All right, that wraps up Blackmail on the Fly.
You've been blackmailed. You just got blackmailed.
Okay. Ooh. Did you have something to say, Francis?
No, I was just...
Preparing, mouth open near the microphone?
Yeah, I want to be ready at all times.
All right. It's time for one final segment. The big question.
The question is very big.
Do you have a question for me, Francis? Thank you.
Yeah,
good.
I got a question.
Thank God.
My question is, do you have a question? No.
That is the biggest of all possible questions.
My question is, Jenna.
Francis.
If I want you to explain to me how you would convince people that you invented the donut.
Okay.
And just so we're clear, not how you would invent the donut.
How I would convince
how you
people.
Already have
it was your, you came up with the donut.
And
it's like a Rummy and Michelle situation.
Yes.
We're not at all worried about the fact that donuts were around
this is
long
your problem
before
to solve.
I was alive.
Were they?
Should we just bust it open, make it general? What, like Post-its and Romy and Michelle, what would you convince people that you have invented and how would you do it?
Okay, 9/11.
You just come in and destroy Francis's idea? Wait, is that what you said?
He hijacked my idea, but yeah.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, but actually, I think that's better.
Okay. It's got to be something that's come up in our lifetime.
Okay. Weather vane.
Weather vane, did you say?
Yeah, I'm trying a new tactic.
You just said weather vane and then I said it like an asshole?
Hold on, he's trying something.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. Well, I guess we'll find out soon if I'm completely fucked by Francis on that one.
That was fun. I know. I was thinking.
Segment idea.
I was thinking that. Yeah. It's about to be.
All right. Okay. I would say I invented, you know, those like long sticky, like hand things that you had when you were a kid where you'd just like whip them at stuff mm-hmm. and then it would stick, the hand would stick. I would say that I invented that. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Poke holes in it. I will tell you exactly how I...
Where were you when you came up with the idea?
Great question. I was bedridden as a child. I couldn't get out of bed. And I was just like... I was reaching for something that was just out of reach. And I was like... I can't reach. I can't reach it. And no one was around to help me, and I really needed it. And it was a light enough thing that I it would have been easy to get if only there was something, but I couldn't get it. And so I was like, I just wish there was some kind of, because I was also sick at the time because I was, you know, I was bedridden. And
what'd you have?
Cholera.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Yeah.
Isn't that like from cows?
No, it's from babies.
Foot and mouth disease?
Hand, foot, and mouth disease. You get it from like little kids.
They like eat sand or they put their feet in their mouth. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
No, it's from little kids. You get it from little kids.
Wait, is there such a thing as hoof and mouth disease? Why did I think this was a cow disease?
Are you thinking?
No, you're thinking of mad cow disease.
Oh, quiz question. What's the term for?
Bovine spongiform disease. Is that it?
There's one more word.
But bovine spongiform is, I don't know.
Encephalopathy.
Encephalopathy.
Oh, I almost just said that. I swear to God.
Really? I believe you.
Oh, I was actually going to say encephalitis, but I almost
did. Close.
Yeah.
I would have said that's close, and then you would have said the other one.
Anyway, I had cholera.
How'd you get it?
I rescued a mosquito and I saved it, and it was my pet for a while, but then it grew up to be old and it turned on me. That's why you don't keep mosquitoes as pets. It had cholera.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's, how did your public life change after you invented such a hit?
Well, obviously I couldn't walk through the state fair without people carrying me on their shoulders. Cause I was the hero of every kid at the state fair. I mean, name a prize better than that. Can't.
Were they all reaching for you with their own?
Yes, they were.
Jenna. Whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh. Yeah.
How did you invent it?
What originally happened, was I had, you know, those molds that you make of your hand when you're a kid? No. Like, so your parents have like, their tiny little hands, whatever. Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, after I had this fantastic idea, I took one of those out of my mom's closet that she had of, you know, all of her kids with the little handprints.
How'd you get to it? If you were bedridden?
You said it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I made it into a new word.
No, you said it. But this time I was well. I had recovered from cholera. I bounced back from cholera pretty quickly.
How nice and rare.
Yeah, I know. I'm a special kid. As you can tell by my invention that I invented. So I had the whole time when I was in bed to like really map this out. So at first I started with silly putty, which was a waste. But that's that, you know, that's like, hey, we're still in prototypes. The silly putty, actually part of the silly putty, I was the one that found out that the silly putty, you can put it on newspaper and it'll pick up the imprint. Cause I was trying to do the throwing and like picking up paper, and I pulled it back and it didn't really stick so well, but it came back with the imprint, and I was like, oh, that's a cool little side project. Here you go, world. I found this out for free while I was inventing something even cooler. I tried taking grape jelly and putting it into just above freezing state. And that got closer because grape jelly was sticky, obviously. If you've ever been around kids, you know that. Am I right?
I wouldn't know.
Well, you're not allowed around kids.
I choose not to be.
I choose not to I be choose within not 500 to be a, feet of children.
I choose not to be allowed around children.
Yeah.
I said, Your Honor, I said, good.
And he's like, no, you're
favor.
And he's like, no, you're into it. I'm reversing my sentence.
Yeah, no.
Too late. I'm moving to a 55 and up.
Eventually I worked through and found the polymer that became the sticky material. The thing that I was never really, well, actually I was able to invent a certain kind of like rubber, right, that actually was immune to lint. So it would be sticky forever. But the businessman in my head was like, no. I'm not everlasting gobstoppering this. I want kids to be buying these things. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, I made it. So after, you know, several, like when it gets the lint and then it's no longer sticky, then kids are addicted at that point.
Because
it's like, what's more fun than that, right? And parents, hey kids, everywhere.
Here's a chip you can put in your brain when your hand isn't sticky anymore.
Yeah. parents everywhere. Oh man, they hated me. But the paint industry loved me because kids were leaving these little like just barely noticeable handprint things all over the paint on the walls.
Sure, sure.
And so then people would have to touch up the paint, and it's one of those things. It's like, it's a nice legacy to have.
Sure.
But I don't let it define who I am. I don't like to lead with it. You know what I mean? Right. Occasionally, though, in public, I will just pull one out and slap someone's ass from far away and then like pull it back and watch. So hilarity ensues as they look around to see who did it. And then it's not me. I was too far away.
I just felt a normal size and regular level of stickiness hand slap my ass. Yep. Who did that?
I did. I tried to work on one that would actually stick to humans and you could pull humans to them. And I thought that's too much. That's probably, I don't want this to be used as a snare of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This should just be fun for kids from 3 to 93, you know? So anyway, you're welcome, Earth. That's why it's called the Jenna. You not know that that was...
You know, people don't usually call it by its legal name.
Its actual legal name, I know. But that's what it's called.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're an inventor, Francis, but anything I'd know?
Yeah. The name of the guy at the patent office. Who was it again? There's one guy that works there.
Albert?
Okay. I guess that's available online. There's a crucial step after you think of an idea before it gets made. What's the name of that middle step?
I'm not saying it. That's for damn sure.
What do you mean? Do you know it or not know it?
I guess I don't know it. You're going to have to say it.
No. Okay. Well, I'll move on to other questions because I'm just not convinced that you invented this thing. So I would say,
We're still on my invention?
I thought...
Did we move on?
I thought you were claiming to have invented the patenting process.
No, I was quizzing her because do we believe her? She a short acting...
C-H-O-L-E-R-A.
Short acting cholera? It was fast actin, like fast actin to nactin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, we'll go with this. How much money did you make?
I only made production money back. I didn't want it to be, like, I took the cost of making them, essentially. But it was this was like a gift to the world.
What was the first store it was in?
It wasn't in stores. It was in gumball machines. Nice try.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The 5 cent store.
Bad. My bad.
Yeah.
And also I think I read somewhere that every hand that you sell, you donate
half. Give a
half
hand to a child.
In Ethiopia. That doesn't have winter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it must miff you that they don't call it by your name.
No. You know how annoying it is to hear your name in public? Like, you're constantly turning around thinking they're talking about you. And instead they're just talking about these rubbery hands.
These rubbery hands sounds like a.
These rubbery hands have seen a lot of love, but they've never seen a lot of.
Okay. Well, let's say I believe you and I'm starting to come around. Where does it go from here? What could be what's the next thing? You know?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I delved briefly into more child toy stuff. Tamagotchis were me. Yeah. I just thought it was a rage for a while. Kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
The electronic pet. But that was a fun. That was really more for me because I wanted the fun of a pet without any of the responsibility. So
it's just so funny to hear the phrase Tamagotchis were me.
Yeah.
That's why you call them Tamagotchis.
Yeah. That's where the me
in
that comes from.
Well, then you must not regret being sick as a child. Obviously.
No. Cholera was the best thing that ever happened to me at the time. Of course, I was like, no, peak summertime too. These are kid hours.
Yeah.
No. But I made it work.
Yeah.
And as a result, all of child manity is better off.
Okay.
And adult manity.
Yeah, some, yeah.
That's the word.
Well, you still use it.
humanity, let's say.
No. Yeah. Adult manity.
Yeah.
Thank you for your contribution to society.
You're welcome.
It's been a real boon.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to get greedy with success. So I think I might stick with that. And the Tamagotchi.
Well.
And obviously the jump rope.
Well, what a beauteous thing. The jump rope.
We all know that was me, though.
No one's contesting that.
Yeah.
It's the J rope.
Yeah, the J rope.
Yeah, I get it.
So you're welcome, world. But I don't need any thanks or praise.
Yeah. That's good, because you're not going to get any.
Good. Yeah. I don't want it.
You got to do it for the love of the game.
Exactly. So glad you believe me, Francis.
I believe you now.
It's all true.
Yeah. No, we just got your medical records faxed in when you were talking, and there it is.
There it is. Big red letters. Cholera. Fast acting cholera.
Yeah. And then there's a handprint on it.
Yeah.
So checks out.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Tomahawk.
Tomahawky. Weathervane.
That answers the big question.
The big question.
There's only...
What?
I was going to say there's only one last thing to do.
Yeah.
Kangaroo. Marsupial. Pouches.
Okay. You're being a little shithead right now.
Flora,
well, let's
fauna.
Do it.
Okay.
Secret words.
Mammals. Okay. Let's do it. You want to go first or second? I need this. I got to play dirty. I need this.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Alkaline.
Bovine spongiform and cephalopathy.
Okay. Here's a question. I think you were trying to bait me into saying words that you didn't say yourself.
Well, how does that work? Because
if you don't say, if I can guess your secret word and you didn't say your secret word, I feel like I should get extra points for that. If you don't say your secret word, you don't get a point for saying it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd be hurting myself.
All right. I'm going to go right out and say copyright is a guess.
No, but
trademark.
No.
Patent?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Inertia?
No.
Nanotechnology?
Nope.
Minuscule?
Did I say that? No.
Orgasm?
That's my word.
That was your word?
Yeah.
Oh! All right.
So sick of being alive.
All right, I have ones that I want to specifically guess for decoy, which I would have guessed as your decoy anyway, regardless of.
I'm getting so fucked.
Is your decoy word sundries?
No.
Is it bobbles?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes. Oh. Don't look like you want to die, Francis.
Your turn.
I don't want to go. Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. You could cancel out all my points.
It's not a thrilling prospect to someone who's lost all will to live.
Amen.
Oh, no. Let's get your advice activated and you'll feel fine.
Is your decoy word snare?
No.
Is it your word?
No.
Rosin.
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 Yeah. Rosin.
No.
Rosin. Deregulation.
Nope.
Regulating.
Nope.
Identities.
Mm-mm.
Fizzled.
Mm-mm.
Sticky.
Sticky. No.
Stick.
Nope.
Key.
Bedridden.
No.
Prototypes.
Nope.
Polymer?
Mm-mm.
Cholera?
No.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
She said her real word and her decoy word within 5 seconds of each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
My real word was reptilian. And my decoy word was chameleon.
Did I say reptilian?
You didn't. You said reptilians. You pluralized it. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember.
You said all the other reptilians out there. So you could have been worse for you.
You just said lizard people.
No, you did say lizard people also. But you said reptilians plural.
No, yeah, that wouldn't count.
That wouldn't count. So you dodged a bullet by talking about multiple reptilian people.
You dodged a bullet, but I have a feeling you're going to put one voluntarily in your mouth.
You wish you hadn't dodged that bullet. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
all right. Well, listeners, go to veryfinefriends.com to see that I am winning. And Francis may or may not be around to ever record an episode again. We'll see.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.